George, the first George W. Bush, did an excellent job when it came to the Gulf War. That was a model for how we should be operating. And they engaged in incredible and hard diplomatic negotiations. You know how much that whole thing cost us? $20 billion. So that's the kind of foreign policy that I want to pursue.
The United States, in its role as a friend to Israel, cannot dictate the terms of that peace.
Israel's freedom, Israel's democracy must be protected. Welcome! We need to continue to work to put even more pressure on the Iranian government.
Redouble our efforts to make sure that we are applying the diplomatic pressure and mobilizing the international community to make sure that we are not creating a nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
What does Israel mean to you?
You know, Israel is not only our strongest ally in the region and one of our strongest allies in the world, but there is a special connection between America and Israel. One that, when I traveled to Israel, was evident. Not only do we share so much in terms of common culture, not only is it the site of so much of our of my religious faith and the site of so much of our understanding of the world around us, but what I love about Israel is that it is a robust democracy and that they are committed to principles like rule of law and civil rights and civil liberties. And so it is critical that we send a message around the world. We will stand with Israel. We want them around not just for 60 years, but for 600 years. And when I'm president of the United States, they will have an unwavering ally in me.
It is wonderful to be here on this historic occasion. I'm going to be very brief. I did want to come by because this is a time for Israelis, for Jews, and for all friends of Israel to celebrate the realization of a dream and to rededicate ourselves to uplifting the promise of Israel's independence. Israelis have done more than survive. They have forged a brilliant and strong democracy. They provided a promised land for Jews from around the world. They've built a thriving economy that has spread opportunity to Israeli citizens while enriching the world. And they've developed a rich cultural life and made enormous contributions to the sciences and the arts. Israel's also developed many friendships, and none is deeper than the bond between the people of Israel and the people of the United States. The danger from Iran is grave, it is real, and my goal will be to eliminate this threat.